The speakers, please. David McInnes, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute.
Okay, David, you're going to have a timer. Be 10 minutes. Okay, when you see red, you see stop.
And how do I zap this for? Okay, I was told I have 10 minutes already. The clock is ticking. No fair. The moderator was up here, and I wasn't able to start this on time. Quick story. I drove with my family back from Nova Scotia to Ottawa this summer on our way back from vacation on the Trans-Canada Highway. 18 hours. We didn't see one fresh fruit or vegetable the entire way except on my BLT sandwich when we stopped at the traditional pit stops along the way. We have a long road to go on to introduce more fruits and vegetables. So, the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, quick word on it, it is a policy forum looking at long-term issues into agriculture and agricultural issues in the country. We're going to focus this morning on the connection between health and food. The key words of this session are how do we promote fruits and vegetable production and consumption. Key words, production and consumption. And this is about an integrated approach to try to achieve both. What's required to do this? I think there are three things, and I'm going to step up at a higher level here for a second. Three things. One is that we have to demonstrate value for the importance of fruits and vegetables and healthier foods production right down across the food chain, from producers right up to consumers. Second thing, we have to link to the policy process itself. There's windows of opportunity here. Thirdly, we have to engage partners all along this chain. So here's how we frame the challenges faced by the industry. Now, this is a bit of a complex slide, but when you look at our world in Canadian agriculture and agri-food, and frankly, it's probably similar around the world, major issues in red on the viability of the farm. How can we ensure profitability? Major issues in the green around sustainability, environmental pressures, carbon footprint. And in the blue, a little bit distinct and hasn't been traditionally considered an agricultural issue, are the health challenges faced by rising budgets, rising chronic disease, rising obesity. How is the food industry truly linked to addressing this final pillar? So we need, in this country and I think others, an integrated strategy that really spans the red and the blue. I'm not going to get into the green one, but I'd like to recognize that sustainability is an increasing issue. Essentially, viable farms, viable agriculture and agri-food will provide better products, and a population focused on health will demand healthier ingredients. There is a direct correlation between the viability of the farm and the agricultural sector and the health of the population. So our organization's done a little bit of work here. We've documented the policy gaps, some of the processes, some of the options, and the progress to date in a recent report. One of the interesting pieces here, and it's probably no surprise, but prevention is the key link between the agricultural sector and the health sector. Obviously, what's produced on the farm becomes ingredients and foods that people eat, and diet is the major driver of healthier outcomes. So that's the common link, and I'm going to come back to that in a second. But the issue that we did in this report that was issued in August was there's a lot going on in Canada, a lot going on around the world, but there isn't precision as to what exactly is an integrated strategy. And that's sort of what we're focusing on now. Very important part of this is that we can do all sorts of great policy papers and we can do studies on the linkages between food and health. We have to, though, connect it to the policy process. So here in Canada, I recognize there's some folks here that aren't from this country, but here in Canada, what we have is an agricultural framework that's basically a five-year plan to fund and support agriculture. It expires in 2013. We also have a Canadian Health Accord expires in 2014. In that accord is a piece on prevention and the role of prevention to help address rising costs and to fight disease. This is our window of opportunity in this country to link the important role of food and health together in a policy process. without identifying a process, a window of opportunity, then we will not be able to move this yardstick further in a substantive way. So we call on government and we call on stakeholders to take advantage of this window of opportunity and to plan for how we can truly have an integrated strategy across the country that is one that systematically connects agriculture policy and health policy where it's warranted. Now, I'm not saying that health policy and agriculture policy is consistently going to be pursued in all respects. No, but there are definite overlaps, and again, that connection piece is on the prevention side. So we've set up a process at our organization to try to bring greater clarity on what's needed for this integrated strategy. And so we've set up a panel of people broadly representing the value chain, mainly in the private sector, but also including some government and academia. But what we're doing, though, is challenging our partners, challenging this team, and really presenting ourselves with a very simple, but I think loaded question. How can we afford to eat the same way? If you think about that, as a consumer, I want to eat better. As a regulator, I want the population to consume healthier foods. As an agricultural producer, can I really afford to produce X when consumers are really expecting driving demand for Y? I think that we need to be in this paradigm shift where we need to think of the way we actually produce our foods, market our foods, and produce our foods. This is the question that we're starting to focus on. But to do so, it's more than just coming up with research papers. It's more than just tying together or having your eye on the policy process. It's more than just bringing people together. It's all three at once. And I think that is where we hope to make our mark in trying to add a relevant discussion to this debate. So this is a little bit of a complex slide. Slide your eyes right down to the bottom. And that is, this is our work plan in the short term. And so rather than come up with a lengthy 150-page research report on why we think an integrated strategy is necessary, we're going to come right around at the beginning. We're going to look at three case studies to look at what the marketplace is doing to integrate health and food. We're doing so because we want to see how they are driving the response to a healthier demand for food and how producers are able to respond. So we're going to focus on wild blueberries, which are particular to eastern Canada, DHA-added milk, which is really something of interest in central Canada, and pulses, a crop, lentils and beans and so forth, which is particular to the western part of the region. So we may do some other case studies down the road, but the point is, let's take a marketplace view. Let's see how these industries are interacting within the regulatory framework. How are they producing foods in a healthier way? How are they satisfying the demand? How are they promoting? What are they doing on an export basis? How are we going to learn from them and maybe apply those principles to change the policy framework? Because that's our focus. So hopefully this will be of interest. We're also going to hold a summit in a few months, actually in Montreal, to try to bring some of these conclusions to fruition in order to try to generate more dialogue. So there's some other things on the go here. But in other words, we need to bring the people together, the policy process together, and substance to try to really formulate what is the right policy framework to have an integrated strategy. And so at the end of the day, I think to drive production and consumption of healthier foods requires these three elements, which I've just basically summarized: the people, the policy process, and substance. Because if we don't do that, then we really are left with individual efforts, substantive, as we've heard this morning, but on a societal basis, at least here in Canada, we need to approach this in a horizontal way across the value chain, which as many folks as we can, because everyone plays a role. Thanks very much. One minute spare.